Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. But before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Crushing Cultural Marxism. Conrad Reicher's new book is your pocket guide to winning the battle of ideologies. If you're fed up with apologizing for being a man, this book shows you how cultural Marxism hijacks schools, media, and corporations to erase male authority, and how to fight back. You'll learn why toxic masculinity was a weaponized lie, how to escape the marriage plantation, and how men can rebuild brotherhoods that reject woke control. This is a red-pilled arsenal for men who refuse to surrender. The book is now available on Amazon, Audible, Google, and all other good bookstores. Links are in the description. And now on with the memes. Number 1, say goodbye to Tinder, because these female inmates are seeking pen pals. I don't know about you, but I can fix all of them. It's a trap, though, because when they're released and you meet up with them, they'll probably rob you and end you in your sleep. It's all fun and games until you argue with her and she picks up a knife. Regardless, you know that there are a lot of desperate dudes out there that would pay to come to visit them in prison for a conjugal visit. Up next, imagine how big of a Karen you have to be in order to put these outside your window, that Santa is fake, and that it's just your parents' kids. It's true that Santa Claus might not be real, but the rock that some angry kid throws through your window will be. Most grown men also believe in something similar to Santa, but they just don't know it yet. They believe that a woman can love them the way that they love her. This is in Canada, so it's probably some angry jeets. Number 3, Canada's a big place. Yet most Canadians live along the southern border. Of course we do. Do you think the Canadians want to live out in the middle of nowhere surrounded by polar bears at 40 below? The only people up there are mostly squatting and trying to avoid paying property tax. Actually, here's a better depiction of where the Canadian population is. If Canada was smart and wanted people everywhere, it would have offered free land up north to settle it. Moving on, this guy waits at Walmart parking lots waiting for women who can't remember where they parked. And when they put up their remote in the air, he honks his car to confuse them. Looks like I've just acquired a new tool in my toolbox for pranking people. If the woman is hot, then that's certainly one way to get a date. Sorry, lady, but it was just a crazy coinkydink that we honked at the same time. The stars must have aligned and our meeting is destined in the constellation Sagittarius. Number 5, were you ever a pirate? Of course, and I still am. Once you enter those waters, you never leave them. Why would I pay for half a dozen streaming services for shows and movies that I barely watch? Recently, the only shows I've been watching include Severance, Stranger Things, Pluribus, and Fallout. Nothing else really piques my interest. In fact, I barely have anything I want to plunder on the high seas anymore. Everything for the most part is boring now. Up next in Africa, a hospital shut down as there was allegedly a ghost raping the staff. Maybe some of the nurses working there cheated on their husbands with white doctors, got pregnant and now want to blame the mixed babies on male ghosts. Zero accountability. This probably happened in Nigeria too. Also, this looks like it was built outside of Africa and imported in. It looks more like a bunch of toilets than a hospital. Also, were there any hot female ghosts? I'm asking for a friend. Number 7, plants may be planting us by giving us oxygen every day until we eventually decompose so they can consume us. Maybe the highest form of life on this planet is a salad. Many a houseplant has survived divorces, relocations, and entire generations. And some of the smarter plants, like tomatoes and peppers, improve their access to resources by supplying us with inexpensive nutrition, and we remove the weeds around it to try and take its resources away. Moving on, this next one is a lie saying that the Netherlands is closing prisons, as crime falls, and they're turning old jails into hotels. That's BS, because crime is not falling in that country. If they are closing their prisons, it's probably because they're running out of money and the Jeets and Mohammeds are all being released. This is a trend that's happening in most Western countries, where criminals are being released without serving much of their time for crimes. Number 9, thousands of former international students in Canada will soon see their visas expire. And know what happens next isn't murky. Most of them won't be going home. They'll still stay in Canada and work under the table. The government won't be keeping track of them either. We need to ban all immigration from India before it's too late. They come from a shame-based culture which is incompatible with our guilt-based Judeo-Christian one. Up next, here's what most of those international students are doing now. They're applying to remain in the country as refugees and get affordable housing for those refugees while homegrown Canadians remain on the streets. I think we're now number 8 in the world for the number of homeless people per capita that we have. But you're still covered if you're a gay Somali pirate refugee. Maybe we need to do what the Americans do, which is to provide this wonderful housing. Just step inside. Number 11, there are two possibilities here. This is either a woman from Eastern Europe or a transgender person. It's hard to tell. There are probably a ton of left-leaning men out there getting pissed off at the thought of this just being an Eastern European woman, because she rejects communism and she doesn't have the ability to insert her schwing-schwing inside of them. Or it could be the third possibility, which is this is just Billie Eilish. Moving on, here's me falling in love with a girl only for God to use her to hurt me for character development. That's the story of my life. 20 years straight of relationships, and then I learn about female nature, spread MGTOW philosophy far and wide, and share all my experiences to save other guys from the horrors of relationships. Some people say that God is a prankster, but I can see his design in everything that happens to me, and it's amazing. But sometimes there's a little bit too much character development for my liking. Number 13, what's the biggest cause of divorce? How about women or marriage itself? My thinking is that for men, we leave a marriage or relationship when we're being disrespected. And women leave a relationship when they're no longer loved, among other things. From the stats, though, the number one cause is financial stress or lack of communication. Or sometimes people just grow apart and it's time for a change. But based on this, it's not men that are the ones that are the problem, but you ladies instead. That 72% lesbian divorce rate is an absolute killer. Up next, I bought this poop coin in 2013, and I'm down 50% on it. Luckily, I invested it correctly and now have 5 times as many of them, so I'm actually up 300% at least. It could be worse, though. You could have bought this poop coin a couple of months ago and be down 20 or 30%. Not financial advice, but it's going to be time to buy Bitcoin at the end of December 2026 or early 2027. If the 4-year Bitcoin cycle holds up like it has so far. Number 15, this teacher with an 8-week-old baby pleads guilty to having sex with one of her 15-year-old students. Where do all these female rapists in education come from? Where were teachers like this while I was in high school? Because mine were fat, ugly, and old. And even if they were hot, they would have been all over the male teachers instead. These days, women make up 95% of the teachers and they need an outlet for their repressed sexual energy, and usually it's the students. Moving on, the police are at this guy's door, and they say, "Open up, it's the police." He asked them to approve it by singing the song Roxanne. If I was the cop, such a cheesy joke is going to sting. Also, because they are cops, if he opens the door, he's probably going to be blinded by their red light. But you just know that if you were to say something like that, they would laugh at you a little bit and then proceed to beat you extra hard because you were being a smartass. Number 17, the king's daughter wonders why men stay in the car for minutes after arriving home. Mr. Moy says because they're preparing for the stress, and of course enjoying their final moments of silence for the day. Besides, if he comes in and sits on the couch, she can nag him to do something. When he's in the car, she can't, especially if it's cold outside. She won't go out. The car is not a hiding spot, though. It's an airlock of peace before going into chaos. Up next, Elm asks this dumb question. Would you rather have $50 billion or 5 minutes with God? The 5 minutes, obviously. Only a woman would ask a question like that. Many of them would probably believe that they could be like God with $50 billion. Atheists would say that they would take the money because according to them it's real. Actually, money is an arbitrary number on a screen. Not real at all. It just represents access to real resources. Number 19, here's the difference between gamblers in the movies and those in real life. Yes, but in reality, at least the gamblers have a chance of coming out alive and winning money. Investing is a gamble that can take months or many years to play out. Also, the average online gambler doesn't have that many screens, but I get the message. Trading is the modern form of gambling. Always practice risk management and careful if you end up using leverage. Moving on, here's your face after arguing for 2 hours. She still looks upset, though. You might have to punish her harder, daddy. Looks like both of them won after that argument. That's probably why many women really argue for makeup sex that comes after. Because they want all the man's pent-up frustration with her and to be punished for making him go crazy. It's an awful way to live if you're a man. It's pure deception on women's part. Number 21, look at that Sydney Sweeney surrounding herself with a whole bunch of beautiful mids that most men would want to call their own. Looks like she even made sure that none of them have bigger chesticles or a better face than her to make her look even better. I'm not gonna lie though, if it wasn't for those big guns that she's got, most of us wouldn't deal with her or wouldn't be able to stand the sound of her voice. Up next, whoever painted the back of this truck like this is definitely messing with everyone. It's pure evil, but at least it discourages tailgating. I'm surprised the cops didn't arrest them for doing this because it's kind of dangerous. someone could slam the brakes on the interstate and cause a pileup. Hopefully they didn't drive it more than a few times long enough to take the photo and then get off the road. Number 23, what's her rap name? How about Sausage Lips, Lippy Elliot, Lipserb Liposuction? Whatever the name is, it looks like lips will be in it. Other possible names without lips in the title would include Golden Carp, Little Hoover, MC Pucker, Bee Sting, and my favorite, Blowfish, which has a double meaning. But I don't think this is a real woman, but instead the final boss of Instagram filters. I think this is the look she's trying to emulate. Moving on, if you think your life is complicated, then just look at Macron. He's 41 and his wife is 66. His first stepson is 44 years old and his second one is 42. He's the father figure in his family, but he's the last born. So these are the consequences of dating a MILF. She groomed him. He was a 15-year-old student in her drama class when she was 39. They married even though his parents objected. He describes it as true love, but it doesn't look like that to me. Especially when she roughed him up on his presidential plane, Escargot 1. Number 25 and the last one, which one is hotter? Elizabeth Hurley is better because I'm old enough to remember back when famous women used to be much hotter than they are today. We're in a world now where in pop culture the hot women today were mids 20 years ago. But in the end, you know, both of them are going to be hot because they're dressed as the devil. I still can't believe that Hugh Grant was married to Hurley and he cheated on her with a trans woman. I still don't understand that. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day and cheers.